This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, November 6th. God's word to you today is facelift. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews 11, verses 1 to 2, from the easy to read version, and it says, "Faith is what makes real the things we hope for. It is proof of what we cannot see. God was pleased with the people who lived a long time ago because they had faith like this." Psalm 34, verse 5 says, "Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces." What it means is that what I believe affects how I act, and it is going to show. How I act affects what I believe, and it is going to show on my face. You cannot see somebody that believes but is gloomy. It is going to show on your face. What is showing on your face is telling us what you believe. If you believe and look unto him, you will be radiant. It will show on your face. If you're not radiant, you're not looking up to him. If you're gloomy, you're looking somewhere else. Check. Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. When I really believe that God is going to help me, whatever the situation may be, that belief does not only exist in my heart or in my head. It starts to show on my face and in my actions, and that is what we see play out in Hannah's life. 1 Samuel 1 verse 18 from the New American Standard Bible says, "Hannah went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad." Note that the situation had not changed yet. Hannah had not become pregnant. Did the Holy Spirit overshadow her in the temple and give her a baby? No. Hannah had not become pregnant. There was no cute baby bump yet. Hannah was not yet pregnant, but her face had changed. How? The situation had not changed, but her face had changed. What happened? What happened is this. She was holding on to the word while she was crying. Now she has heard his voice through Eli. 1 Samuel 1 verse 17 from the Living Bible says, "Eli said, 'Cheer up. May the Lord of Israel grant you your petition, whatever it is.'" Many people hear God's voice, but they do not really hear it. I pray that you will really hear his voice. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Sometimes, even after hearing God's voice, some people say to God, "Let me continue to cry. I want to finish my crying." The voice of your God is an assurance. Which God is this? The one who does not change like shifting shadows. James 1 verse 17b from the New International Version. She did not know how it was going to play out, but she believed that God is faithful and reliable, according to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9a, from God's Word Translation. And it changed her countenance. When I hear his voice and trust his faithfulness, my response can precede the result. Psalm 27, verse 13, from the New King James Version says, "I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Let us pray. Father, you are the God who does not change like shifting shadows. Therefore, I fix my eyes on you alone, and I radiate with joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.